Hey, it's Beth here. Okay, it's episode 126, July 24th, 2020. I'm excited because this is validating my existence. Sometimes I love the internet. I mean, I always love the internet, but it's usually of no use. Absolutely none. And I just spend hours just scrolling. And but this was great. Okay. So today, out of the blue something. Okay, so Kit and I, were up. For some reason, I got up when he got up this morning. I mean, nothing good ever happens before 9 o'clock in the morning. But today, for some reason, I was up at 6 a.m. I'm like, gosh, that just means I have 3 more hours I have to kill on a day during the coronavirus. But anyway, so that was my attitude. So I'm in the kitchen. And this is how it goes if I'm up. Breakfast is like this. He stands at the counter. I sit in a chair and drink my vat of tea with a gallon of milk in it, and I ask him what he's having. And that's what we do for breakfast. Anyway, he starts singing this song. He starts singing If You Go Away. I was like, oh my gosh, that's actually beautiful. I said, could you sing it again? And he said, no. We get along beautifully. So anyway, I thought it was funny. So I said, that's okay, I don't care. Huh. I'll just look it up on the internet. So I look it up on the internet, and there it is. But it's by the whiner of whiners, Dusty Springfield. So I'm like, oh man, it's Dusty Springfield. He goes, no, not that. Demita Joe. I'm like, Demita who? He said, Demita Joe. She's the one who sings it. So I go. And he's right. She's the one who sings it. She's the one you heard, and she does it beautifully. So I'm listening to Demita Joe, and then I look down, and there it is. There it is. Lot's wife's body has been found in the desert. It's really been found. There was like a salt all around this, like, thing that looked like it used to be a body. It's great. I'm like, oh my God. I have to read it. Lot's wife's body has been found. I always wondered if Lot turned around and buried her. Like always, always, this was one of the things I wondered about because they never said anything. So now I know he did, which is awesome. And amidst all the fire and brimstone, he turns around and goes, I'm sorry, sweetheart. And he buries her? What a guy. I mean, I'd like to think that's what happened. And here it is. So I'm like, wait a minute. And I ask it, I say, what was Lot's wife's name? He said, Mandy. I don't think that's true. So I thought, okay, I'm gonna look all this up, find out what happened to Mandy. Anyway, her name's not Mandy. So I'm like, okay, I've gotta find out everything about it, every single thing I can. So a lot, I have to find a lot about Lot. It's not a pun, don't laugh. It's not even like that. So, and there was another sighting. So you get, once you start on the internet, you find like 14 different avenues you can go in. There's another one where, and I looked at this one, and it's a natural made, like nature made it out of stone, statue on the side of this hill in the desert. It looks exactly like a woman. And they say it's Lot's wife. That, and she looks furious, like, God damn, I just turned around once? Just once? That's exactly what her expression looks like. Exactly. So I'm like, well, that's interesting. That means he didn't bury her. So, I have to do a lot more, looking into this Sodom and Gomorrah thing, which I think it's like Minneapolis and St. Paul. I think they were right next door to each other. That's what I've found so far. So anyway, to begin with, Lot ran out of Sodom and Gomorrah, or Sodom or Gomorrah, with his two unmarried daughters and his wife, right? Okay, well, I did a little bit more research and I found out there were two son-in-laws. They're not mentioned, they're alluded to in places, but in some places they really are there. So I started thinking about it, and I found out that Lot was very well off. And you know how back in the day, people had like 12 kids, right? And what happened to the fourth, fifth, and sixth son? They got nothing. Actually, even the second son got nothing. So I'm thinking that, these guys would pass by and look at Lot's fabulous place, see these unmarried daughters. He had no son, and they make a stab at it. So, I mean, the guy had, okay, it's in the Bible. He was rich with cattle, silver, and gold. So they're walking by with nothing. See these two girls, lonely girls, and cattle, silver, and gold. So I think this happened to Lot a lot. I think guys would show up and he'd be like, "You're not that great." And I found some other things that he also had: flocks and herds and tenants. I don't know what a tenant is, and I don't want to know. But he got some of his money in this way. He and Abram were business partners for quite a few years. And things went awry, of course, and they actually, in the Bible, literally parted ways. Abram said to him, "You go to the right, I'll go to the left," or, "I'll go to the left, you go to the right." And Lot said, he saw some water, and he said, I'm gonna go exit stage left." And he went towards Jordan. Okay, that wasn't, oh, and it's really funny because Lot was Abram's nephew. And that's kind of how you treat your nephew. Like, "I can't do this anymore. You never listen to me. The business is over. You go to the right, I go to the left. I never want to see you again." So that is what happened. But a lot chose poorly, actually. Abram was the wiser one, and his life just went up, up, up. And he had to bail out. Lot got in a lot of trouble and lost everything. And Abram had to get some of his army servants together and go save his life. And Abram also did many amazing things to the point, like miracles and everything. And he was the wisest, most wonderful man. And he had to actually change his name to Abraham, because that's like Abram with a gold star. So that's what happened there. And actually, this is a good story. It's another good story. And I'm going to get back to it. Abraham and Sarah. And I'm going to find out all about Sarah, because it seems to me like she was the Angelina Jolie of her time. But I'm still with Lot now, and we're going back to Sodom and Gomorrah, and the angels show up, and the archangels, and they spill the beans. They tell Lot, "You got to get out of here. The place is going to blow." So they were like, "Okay, we'll pack a few things," and the ne'er-do-wells are laughing. Those to-be son-in-laws are laughing at the angels and calling them names and everything. I mean, I think they had a drinking problem, both of them, but I'm not sure. So that's probably why they were running after Lot and his daughters, trying to, like, probably catch up. So, you don't laugh at angels. So anyway, that is all there. And so when the fire and brimstone began, they were racing to catch up, and after a lot of research, no, some research, I did research to find what I was hoping for. I found out why Lot's wife was turned into salt. I always thought that was very weird. Like, why go out of your way? I mean, salt. Like, why do that? Like, pinpoint it, make it a mineral. I had no idea. So I had to go into some Jewish teachings, because this is not in the Bible at all. So Jewish scholars, like, they know what they're talking about. Okay, so this is why Lot's wife was turned into salt. She was turned into salt because, the angels came, and the traveling angels, and they were so kind to Lot and his wife, preparing him, giving him the heads up, right? Didn't do it for anybody else. And all they asked for from Lot's wife was some salt. That was, at the time, a really normal custom. It wasn't asking for too much. And, they asked for a nice amount. And Lot's wife said, no, not from my house, not from my pantry. And she was packing. I mean, what was that all about? She's cheap. So she went door to door asking her neighbors, who didn't even know that fire and brimstone was coming to give up their salt. So she was a cheapskate. So domestic terrorism, she was turned into salt. Like they turned it into a really good fable, a story. It's not a story. It's like, you know, they used the weapon against her. So that all makes sense to me. The moral to the story is don't ever refuse an angel salt. And especially an archangel. They have an edge. So this was also in the Jewish teachings, which I can see why people spend their lives looking at these. Because this was another question I had. Why do we never find out Lot's wife's name? The reason is retribution. The angels. She was a terrible hostess. Terrible. So, now I'd like to think that Lot buried his wife. I'd like that story the best. And this new discovery holds up. Like in the desert, they found this like impossible to explain otherwise that anybody would have to be covered in salt to be buried here, because it's like human salt remains proportions are just fantastic, and bones and calcium and everything. So I'm into that, but I'm thinking that maybe, because the rest of the story, this is what I'm thinking. Lot turns around and he's running. His wife looks back. It's like, oh my God, turned into salt. I told you not to, right? So he sees the son-in-laws behind, right? And he yells at them, hey, listen, you guys, if you bury my wife right here, nicely bury her, I'm going to give you my girls and the flocks and the tenants. And listen, later on, we'll talk about the gold. I'm just having a little bit of trouble giving up the gold. You're going to, silver too. Gold, we're going to talk. And I think that's what happened, because after that, there is no other mention of the son-in-laws. So I think it could be true. I think I nailed that one. I do. Later, I don't even want to tell you what happened. I mean, those girls needed their mother. They got their father drunk, and the rest of the story is just disgusting. But it might explain the expression on Lot's wife's face in that natural formation that looks just like a woman on the side of that mountain cliff. I mean, you gotta go look at it, because she looks pissed. She looks furious. She looks like if she could jump out of that salt, she would, and get those girls. She didn't raise them like that. That's exactly what it looks like. So, thank God I'm a music lover, because if I wasn't a music lover, I would have never known this. You would have never known this. And I looked up Demi Jo. She's not Demi Lovato, which is the first thing I found. And I didn't know this, but Demi Lovato is engaged to be married, and I'm very happy for her. But Dimitri Jo, that's the singer of the song, If You Go Away. She didn't have a great career. In fact, that beautiful song and the way she sang it wasn't even like a hit. It was like a, you know, second tier hit. So instead of getting all upset, and she, you know, she had fits and starts and was with groups and everything, but she never quite hit it. In fact, she didn't even have her one hit wonder, which I think she deserved at least, because I like her voice and I can understand every word she's saying. She's like a lyricist. I love people who sing and I know what they're singing. That's her voice. So I love her. So anyway, she turned her life around. And you might say it took a steep nosedive, but I'm not sure. She became an incredible lounge singer. I love lounge singers. And she mixed it up with comedy, and she's very, very funny. I would have loved to have seen her. So, and working every day might be better than waiting for your next hit and the phone doesn't ring. I mean, every day she had to put her makeup on, put on a little lounge singer dress, jump on the piano, and let it out. So maybe that was actually success. To me, I think it might be. So anyway, I'm glad I got to tell you this, and the story about Mandy, I mean, Lot's wife, it's just what we needed today, I think. because the bar's low and I'm here and you're there. And so anyway, now we know. Now we know. And I am going to get to Sarah and I'm going to find out. I think she was a homewrecker. So I will get back to you. And there's still a lot of day left. This is sad. It's only 10:26 in Austin. I don't even know what I'm going to do. So Netflix has lost its luster for me. I'm so over it. And it's 102 degrees outside. So I think I'll eat. Yeah, I'll just go eat. Okay, plan. Got the plan. And then after, like, whenever I think it's 5 o'clock somewhere, I'll have a glass of wine. So now I've got my day. Okay, good luck. Find your own way. I mean, I'm just healthy as can be. And I will see you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.